You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we're talking about how the BC government has revamped its program to compensate businesses vandalized after red tape and onerous requirements led to many being rejected. We are now speaking to Emily Boston, Senior Policy Analyst from the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Emily, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me out. It's great to be here.
Now, Emily, tell us about the purpose of this anti-vandalism program.
So this program was launched in response to concerns from small business owners about rising vandalism costs. They were at a point where, you know, our organization and many others like ours were hearing that they just were at a breaking point. They were repairing windows over and over again, dealing with all of these high costs. And so the provincial government stepped in and created the Securing Small Business Rebate Program to provide some relief to small business owners that were having to deal with these repeated costs.
Mm-hmm. And what were the challenges that small businesses were having in being able to access this program?
So there was numerous application barriers that were just making the application process confusing and just had far too much redundancy. One of the main issues was that the program required small businesses to submit file an insurance claim. But small businesses didn't want to file insurance claims because of the high reoccurrence of the vandalism they were dealing with. So every single time a broken window happens, it's not an option to keep filing them because they're already dealing with high premiums. So this could lead to difficulty getting coverage, and oftentimes the repair deductible was even greater than the cost of the vandalism itself. In that case, why would business owners opt to apply for a program if it ends up costing more money from their pocket, right? Mm-hmm. Another key barrier was the requirement to file a police report. And businesses were rightly saying, you know, many times when they call the police, it's unhelpful and they're not actually getting a lot of responses. And so business owners had to submit photos of vandalism damage anyways. Submitting a police report would have been unnecessary, it would have been duplicative, and it's just time-consuming for both parties. So both of those requirements have since been dropped. Now small businesses only need to provide the name of their insurance carrier and policy number, just to confirm that they do have insurance, and they don't have to file a full police report anymore. They just have to get a police file number. So both of these changes will definitely streamline the process a lot more. A third change that is definitely helpful to small business owners that were upset that they didn't file police reports at the time of the vandalism because they're able to access funding retroactively. The application deadline has been extended to the end of 2025 for vandalism that was in the past year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, like during COVID-19, we did see a lot of small businesses, particularly in the downtown Vancouver core, that were dealing with a lot of vandalism. How are they doing right now? Has the situation improved, or do we continue to see challenges in that area?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, this program that was introduced, while it's certainly a relief for small businesses, it's of course not addressing any of the underlying issues that contribute to high vandalism costs and these repeat offenses. In Vancouver right now, about 4 in 10 small businesses say that they've been impacted by crime, which reflects a similar stat like throughout BC. But I wouldn't say that these challenges have abated by any means. It just means that now they have an opportunity to access funding to offset their costs, but at the same time, like the frustration, the red tape, the repeated challenges that these pose to small business owners do significantly impact their operations, the safety and well-being of their customers and employees, as well as their ability to do what they do best, which is run their business.
And if you can answer this, it might be a bit tricky here, but what are you hearing from businesses so far in terms of like safety? Like, how are they feeling now?
I mean, it's definitely a mixed bag. Unfortunately, by no fault of their own, small business owners have found themselves really on the front line of a lot of these issues. But we have to remember that, you know, despite their resilience in the face of them and continued empathy for the complexity of these challenges, small business owners are not police officers or social workers, and they simply just don't have the resources to deal with these challenges properly. And so many of them were feeling very left behind and confused about the way forward. And so that's why CFIB stepped into this issue, because we were hearing overwhelmingly that small businesses want to be part of this conversation and they don't deserve to be left behind when so many of these challenges pose immediate concerns for not just their business and their staff and their employees, but very high costs and frustrations all around.
And is there anything else that could be done to help keep small businesses safe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, of course, first and foremost, it's about addressing real issues like providing affordable housing, addressing new support for mental health and addictions. But at the end of the day, for small businesses specifically, they're looking for more proactive funding for increased security, which is something that the rebate program offers. But they also are looking for, you know, more collaboration from all levels of government. A lot of these issues are kind of falling through the cracks, and there's a lot of overlap in whose responsibility they are. So we need more of a coordinated effort to address these issues, as well as more like lower level, easier changes that can help a lot, like improving safety in commercial spaces by adding better outdoor lighting, providing more regular cleaning and maintenance, and of course, just making sure that there's heightened presence of security. So all of these are concrete steps that the government can take to continue to improve their approach to taking more preventative steps for these challenges instead of just a paycheck at the end.
Emily, really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Yeah, just that small businesses do really appreciate this program, and it is a really strong first step. It's the first of its kind in Canada, but because of that, there's going to be problems that need to be fixed to make this application process and the entire program more accessible for small businesses. So we're just at the beginning right now.
Thank you so much for your time. You take care.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.